Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I was reflecting yesterday as I was reading from the writings of Father Simon. His last name is Merikakis. But I wanted to share with you, and I'm hesitating only because I know that many of you know about him because you've been listening to this program for years. But I want to mention to any new listeners, and I know there are a number of you, if you go online to Ignatius Press, which is in California, take a look at the books. It is one of the best sources for good, substantial books in growing in faith, growing in our understanding of our Catholic life. It's one of the best publishers, if not the best publisher I know. So you can go online and simply look up this particular publishing house, Ignatius Press. And I also want to say to you that Father Simon has written, as I mentioned to you yesterday, I think for those of you who are new, a multi-volume set of books. And I mean, they are big, they are thick. You'd say, oh, I could never read these. But little by little, you do. They are a jewel. They are a jewel. There's three, I think, or four books now coming out just on the Gospel of Matthew. And each book is hundreds of pages. But don't let that dissuade you from pursuing, because he has an ability, a gift of really opening the Word. His understanding, his expanses intellectually is very great, and he's able to take many of the analogies and give them life in a way from the Scriptures, and give them life in a way that really can help us to draw closer to God. So he is a cloistered priest right now, but he is still writing, and I would encourage you, as I said, to take a look at his material. Last name is Merikakis, M-E-R-I-K-A-K-I-S, M-E-R-I-K-A-K-I-S, but he goes by Father Simon now. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord, in order to save them. That's why he shows himself the master. It's in order to save us. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. If we're really honest with ourselves, pretty much we can determine what is good, what is truly good, and what is truly evil. Some things are mixed, and you have to discern a little more carefully. But it's worth discerning. Is this good or not? Is this from God or not? Don't let yourself be deceived by the language that people use that draws you. Of course, we're tired, and we want to be free of fatigue. Of course, we're this, and we want to be free. Of course, those things draw us. But where are we putting our dependence? If I win the lottery, I'm going to win the lottery. That's what will make all the pain go away. People make decisions like that and give away their life savings and never win the lottery, because God is the prize. He is the pearl of great price. When they say great price, there is no price to it. It's so great. We couldn't even begin to think of paying it. And he gives himself to us freely if we come to him and ask him. Let's take a look again at Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. I will place my law within them so that you really do instinctively know what is good and what is evil, what is right and what is wrong. I will place my law within them. I will write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from least to greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. Look at that. When you are forgiven, it's gone. That's the graciousness of God. You don't have to carry the burden. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. What an expression of the love of God. Take advantage of it, please. Psalm 51, create a clean heart in me, O God. This is a psalm I pray a lot, brothers and sisters. Let's pray it together here now. A clean heart create for me, O God. A steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation. A willing spirit sustain in me. Make me willing again to follow you. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Your decision can help many others. For you are not pleased with sacrifice. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. In other words, the sacrifices to the pagan gods. God will not accept that. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. That's what God loves when we come to him with our need and our brokenness. And that he can heal and forgive and restore. What joy we bring to God. Don't wait another moment. If you need to go to confession, don't wait another moment. Delaying because you're embarrassed. Come to me, all you who labor. We're all sinners, every single one of us. We're all sinners. We all need God's forgiveness. It brings us joy. And the gospel, Matthew 16, verses 13 to 23. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And Jesus, of course, knows, but he's trying to draw them out. Who do you hear? What do you hear people saying? Who do they say that I am? And they replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. In other words, you're coming back again to speak to us. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? He's asking from each of us a personal expression of faith. That's what he's asking. Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him in reply, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. In other words, nobody on this earth has revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. What you're able to say, what you're able to declare, comes right from the heart of God the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says, and so, this is Jesus, and so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Look at that, brothers and sisters. When you go to confession, look what happens. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The more we're connected to Christ, the more that he can work through us because we're supple in his hands. We're teachable. We can be used by God. God's saying, come to me. Come to me. Whatever you bind, he says to Peter, on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. There's the whole story that we know. We see it in hindsight. They didn't, but they had faith to follow him, even to the end. But notice, here's the humanity in the midst of this great and glorious moment, this manifestation, this revelation of the Son of God. What happens? We get tempted very quickly. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. And he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. See, what he needs is friends who are going to stand there with him and say, we will be with you through this all. But Peter, in his humanity, and because he loves Jesus, he said, no, nothing's going to happen to you. And yet, Peter's one of the first to deny him. See, we're such a mix, aren't we? And whenever we're challenged in the sense that we fear for our safety or something of that order, which they did, we want to trust Jesus, but we're not sure we can. We're not sure. God forbid, no such thing shall ever happen to you. That's coming out of Peter's love for him, his human love for him. But what Jesus wants him to do is, no. I need you to think as I do. I need you to think as God does, not as human beings do. And the Lord is saying that to us. I need you to think with me. But to do that, we have to read the scriptures. We have to see what his priorities are. We have to see how Jesus deals with his enemies, how Jesus deals with suffering. And that man was ridiculed day in and day out. That man was mocked day in and day out, and he just persevered. And while we can't do that humanly on our own, we can by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can live a righteous life. We don't have to cave in to those who are enticing us to other things. We can live by the word of God, and we can live it in truth, and many people will be drawn to him through you when we live that way, not just say the words, but we honestly live that way, and we repent when we fail. My goodness, I repent 10 times a day. Just keep getting back up. But let the Lord lead you. You follow him, and many in turn will follow you. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.